Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
India baffled by mysterious vulture die-off. Loss of scavengers poses threat to human health. India has lost one of its most important animals, and no one knows why. Since the early 1990s, hundreds of thousands of healthy-looking vultures have dropped dead there. Two species of vultures that were once the country's most visible birds have all but vanished, and pathologists are at loss to explain why. The mysterious die-off still spreading has created serious public health problems and forced at least one religious crisis in India. In India, the vulture is a sacred beast. In the Hindu mythology, it dies to save the life of the goddess. In Parsi culture, it eats the dead. A 2,000-year-old tradition calls for the community to lay out its dead at the top of the so-called Towers of Silence. Vultures used to descend upon the bodies, leaving behind just bones within hours. Now, few vultures flock to the towers, and the Parsi have been forced to look for new ways to dispose of their dead. Throughout the 1980s, the birds were everywhere. It wasn't unusual to see hundreds of vultures circling a dump or sitting in a single tree. Then the vultures started dropping dead. Local people said some of them seemed to die in mid-flight and tumble straight to the ground. Martin Gilbert of the Peregrine Fund says he's never seen a species disappear so quickly. By the late 1990s, 90% of the whiteback and long-billed vultures of India were gone, and vultures in Nepal and eastern Pakistan are dying also. The search for the cause is currently underway. The only plausible cause is a disease factor, says Robert Riseborough, a toxicologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It could be a virus that is resident in some other species where it probably is harmless, but somehow jumped into the vultures. Rat populations have exploded in their absence, and huge packs of feral dogs have taken over the dump, Riseborough says. When the cows die, the vultures consume them. With no vultures, there's been a major problem in the disposal of cow carcasses, to the point that in some areas there's a major health hazard. The story was written by John Nielsen of National Public Radio. Illegal log trade threatens Russian tigers and ecology. Russia's multi-million-dollar illegal logging business threatens its unique plant and animal wildlife, including rare Siberian tigers, and helped trigger recent disastrous floods, the World Wildlife Fund says. Widespread illegal logging and wasteful forestry management were laying waste to hard timber forests in Russia's far east and south Siberia, the World Wildlife Fund for Nature said in a report on the $700 million annual Russian-Japanese timber trade. The Siberian tiger and Amur leopard, two of the most endangered cat species in the world, are now threatened with extinction because of the rampant illegal logging that fragments the Russian habitat, the report's authors said. The Russian-Japanese timber trade is plagued with timber smuggling, laundering through fake documents, and cut-and-run timber operations, said Anatoly Kolobe, a World Wildlife Fund's Russia's forest expert and co-author of the report. The World Wildlife Fund has funded mobile anti-poaching brigades, but its new report called on Moscow and Tokyo to ensure that Japan imported Russian timber only from legal and sustainable sources. Environmentalists say President Vladimir Putin blundered by abolishing the State Committee for Ecology, the main state body in charge of combating the wood mafia, after assuming office. Its functions were taken over by the Ministry for Natural Resources, which manages the country's forests, but ecologists complain that makes it effectively gamekeeper and poacher. Igor Chestin, director of World Wildlife Fund Russia, said illegal logging had accelerated in the decades since the collapse of the Soviet Union, harming biodiversity and causing climate change. It's no secret that the catastrophic floods in the Yukatia region and this year in the North Caucasus and the Far East were due mostly to logging in the upland regions, Chestin said. But enforcing the country's inadequate laws is dangerous in a region notorious within Russia for organized crime. Vitaly Gamov, the border guard's general who took on the region's fish mafia, was killed in May by a firebomb attack in his home, which left his wife seriously ill in a Japanese hospital. This story was written by John Boyle of the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come the